All right, we are back with our next episode of Do You Have 5 Minutes? And my guests today are Miss Kelly Price and Miss Cindy Smith out of kindergarten. So thank you all for joining me.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. And the reason that I wanted to come visit with y'all is that you have done something a little bit different and new this year with goal setting that you felt was going to be more engaging for kindergartners. So explain kind of where that started and how that came about.
Well, we were having a hard time coming up with how to get kindergartners engaged in some goal setting and working on their goals. So we had found an idea with a gumball machine and we tweaked it to kind of be something that we could use.
We also felt like it was a good thing for parents to get involved to help the parents be more engaged in the learning of their children and seeing the success that they were having when they would come in and get their gumballs and they support them and encourage them to continue
All right,
learning.
so give us an idea of what that looks like. So you have your student. What are they tracking? What kind of goals do they have? Where are they? What does the gumball machine kind of look like? What does it represent?
Each week we have little stickies that go in their take-home folders and we set the goals for them. Like one of the kids may have know all their alphabet letters. And once they master that, the parents sign off on it and they come into us on Friday. It's Gumball Friday. And we test over that to see if they get it. If they are able to do what they in the 3 minutes of knowing their letters, then they get a little gumball that says, I know. It goes on our gumball machines, it goes in their take-home folder, and it also goes in their data binder. And so it's just a little celebration that we have for them.
And our team actually picked 16 goals that we wanted them to master before they got to first grade. So basically, like 16 essential standards were picked.
Okay.
And
One extra one of tying their shoes
well,
because,
that's an essential standard for first
well,
grade.
that's true.
Yes,
Yes, there you go. And I know that you kind of had an unintended response from parents. Talk to us about that.
I've been having parent conferences, and the parents, some of the parents are just as excited or maybe
More
more excited
excited.
than the kids, and
Yes.
they can't wait for them to get home on Friday and see if they got a new gumball and what their new goal might be that they get to work on. So I really think it's good for engaging the families and helping them to work with their kids and have something. The good thing is we send specific things home on in their little take home bags targeted straight for the goal. So they know what to do. It's not
A
just do
random thing.
anything. They know exactly what to do and they're excited to help them to meet their goal.
Which is great for busy families that sometimes parents, they don't really know exactly what to do with their
Correct.
kiddos.
And the fact, even if they miss something, it's also kind of fun because like if I know I've written like, oh, they missed the letter B or letter C or whatever, and parents like, oh my gosh, they knew it. We're gonna keep and
And
they
the next
really
week they
get
come
they
back
know
and they
it.
know it. They
Yeah,
know it
they
if
get
they.
so excited.
Which has
So.
been great. It turned it, I know this summer we talked about it and y'all just kind of kept going with it and have brought it to a place where it's exciting for our
Yeah.
kids, helping them reach goals and it's specific for them, and now it's engaging families. So,
That's the biggest thing, yes,
absolutely.
is engaging the families into doing something that's helpful.
Yeah.
So, and fun. No.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for visiting this afternoon.
No
And
problem.
all right.
Thank you.
Yes, enjoy your break. It's coming up.
All right.
Nice.
Thanks.
Yep.